is Full Time.
Radio City Talk.
Well, if you're listening to Full Time, and down at Walton Sports Centre this afternoon, Walton Sports Centre Football Club is getting a new strip. It's 14 kids have varying degrees of autism, and with a little bit of help from Jack Rutter from the England and GB Paralympian team, a little bit of help from McDonald's and Mark Blundell, who's handing over some kits. They've also got a wee bit of help from a man who needs literally no introduction. Kenny Dalglish, you're very welcome to Radio City Talk this afternoon.
How are you, Connor?
I'm not bad. What's it been like down there today?
I've just turned up, and all I'm doing is showing a bit of appreciation, the same as the teams will be showing for the work that McDonald's have done and the great work that they've done for over 20 years, I think, throughout the FA. So they put an awful lot of money in to help people who are less fortunate than myself. So there's nothing wrong with that, I don't think.
Yeah, it's grassroots and it's brilliant. I seen a stat there that 6,500 kits have been donated to clubs across Liverpool alone since 2014. Right, you've done it all, Kenny. You have been right at the bottom. You went right up to play for Celtic to Liverpool. How important has grassroots been for you as a player, and then identifying grassroots players when you ultimately became an assistant, or I beg your pardon, a player manager and then a manager?
No, I think it's important that as you grow up, as a young boy, the first person that you get involved with obviously is your dad, and he loves the football, takes you to the football. You come home for the match, he gets the ball, used to get the ball out of a kick in the back garden with him. And grassroots has always been hugely important. That the benefit that the kids in the street get from people giving up willingly and freely their time to make you happy and to bring you some enjoyment, it's hugely rewarding. And without that, without grassroots football, I don't think there'd be too many professionals come from where I came from. So you appreciate everything that they do, and when McDonald's got involved, it really cemented that relationship with the grassroots and the kids, because McDonald's just said their way of saying thank you was giving them some equipment. At the moment, it's strips, and they hope to get up to 250,000 kits shortly. But before that, it's been giving the guys that run the club access to coaching facilities to train them up a little bit so they could teach the kids a little bit better.
Kenny, there's millions going into football at the moment. Millions and millions and millions. We're seeing it in the Premier League. They're talking about the Chinese League as well, and it's going to come over here. Why aren't the Premier League clubs spending more money on grassroots? And how we should be encouraging Premier League clubs to get down there and I suppose, install initiatives like this one.
No, they do have initiatives, the Premier League clubs. Their initiative is run through the academy system. And where do they get their talent? They get their talent from grassroots football. So there is, the Premier League clubs do put an awful lot of money in. And it is the FA, Premier League, remember. McDonald's sponsored the FA. So the money, there is money going in. Like everything else, everybody would love more money to come in. They think that more money would automatically produce more footballers, but that might not necessarily be the case. So at the moment, the grassroots, like everything else, could do with a fantastic outlay of money, but then so could everything else.
Yeah, I suppose many different clubs are going to be looking at it from different ways. Some clubs are going to be
It's life, isn't it? Whatever you're involved in life, you want it to be better, don't you?
Very good point.
And that's what everybody else is trying to do. That's what I'm trying to do for the kids here. They may be, as fortunate to end up at football clubs, but still want to be enjoy their sport, so McDonald's are trying their best to do that. And every function I've been at, every grassroots event I've been at, the kids have thoroughly enjoyed it. And by the way, I don't think they'll be the best footballers that turn out, but they've enjoyed it, and that's the main thing.
Yeah, it's about getting kids on the park and physically playing football.
Playing football and enjoying it. It's certainly getting involved in sporting activities is more important.
Yeah, very much so. There are going to be a few Liverpool fans on Merseyside at the moment starting to get a little bit tentative and nervous after two difficult results, let's just say. Let's talk about Bournemouth and I suppose yesterday against West Ham. How are you feeling as a man who's been about the club for many, many years? Is it still a very positive time? We just have to bide our time and be careful from a Liverpool perspective not to get too annoyed by things?
I think the atmosphere at the football club's fantastic at the moment. I think since Jürgen's come in, the atmosphere in and around the club was great. And then when the new extension opened in the main stand, it really added to that. And I think you've condensed the season, or Jürgen's reign, into two games there, and I don't think that's right. Mm. Overall, if somebody was to say you're sitting there in third position in the league coming up to Christmas, I'm sure you much have preferred first, but third isn't too bad. And we've got Man City coming up over the new year, so that's a big game for us. We've got them twice, and we've got Chelsea once at home. So I think there's nobody would be happy with 1 point from the two games you mentioned. But I think you've got to look at the bigger picture, and the bigger picture's loud and clear. The club's moving fantastically well in the right direction, and Jürgen's playing a huge role in that.
Now, you know what it's like, specifically around this time of the year, when they start throwing fixture after fixture after fixture at you, as you were the last Liverpool manager to win the league. How does he deal with this bit of pressure? A few injuries, potentially Mane disappearing in January to the African Cup of Nations. Does he just have to be patient and sort of deal with it game by game, to use the old cliche?
He deals with it exactly the way he's dealt with his other football in life, and the managerial stint that he had at Dortmund, extremely well. And I'm sure he's got an answer for everything. He's been fantastic since he's come to the club, and I'm sure because it's a Christmas fixture list, I'm sure that won't affect him in any way. He knows what he's doing, and we're grateful that he's at the football club.
You're listening to Radio City Talk. I'm Conor Phillips. This is Full Time. I'm joined by Liverpool legend, that's all I can say, Kenny Dalglish, is on the show this afternoon. Kenny, you have been a manager who has had to deal with varying different goalkeepers throughout your time there. Bruce Grobler was on this very station during last week, and he talked about how managers dealt with him. What about the Liverpool goalkeeping situation? It's going to be mentioned over and over again. How did you deal with goalkeepers? Because now it's very different. You've got goalkeeping coaches, different aspects of the game have crept in. How did you find it?
What did Bruce say? How did I deal with Bruce?
I think he was talking about the people who brought him to the club. I think he was saying that he didn't have too many frank conversations with those who brought him to the club because the communication lines weren't necessarily open. I don't think he had anything bad to say about you.
That's okay. Well, I won't say anything bad about the goalkeepers either. I'll just go the party line. The unfortunate thing about being a goalkeeper, if you make a mistake, everybody's out there to condemn you. I tell you, If the outfield players made as few mistakes as our goalkeepers have done, we would be flying away with everything. But it doesn't work like that. So it's not about any mistake you make, it's how you recover from it. And our people will recover fantastically well, I'm sure.
Yeah, it is going to be one of those things that we hope it goes the way that the likes of De Gea has gone at Manchester United. Just took him a while to get used to the league, a few players. I think Pepe Reina was even the same. It took him a while to get used to it. And Bruce was probably the same as well. So we have to look at the positives there. Did you have much dealing with the goalkeepers when you were there? Because it was very different, different setup, the way in which coaching structures were set up. I suppose it was all one-to-ones with every single player in the team.
Well, as a so-called attacking player, I used to destroy goalkeepers because that's what you're supposed to do. So when I became manager, I never had much more sympathy for them as what I had as a player. Let other people look after them. And that's the way to do it. So for me, I don't know much about goalkeeping. I just know that if they've got people in charge who's looking after the goalkeepers, they're getting the best coaching they possibly can.
I never tire of watching the times in which you gave goalkeepers an absolute nightmare ever, ever. Right, just before I let you go, Kenny, and I appreciate your time, it is limited this afternoon. The derby's coming up in a couple of weeks' time. What do you think Liverpool need to do to approach said derby? It's at Goodison Park. Lukaku showed yesterday he's clinical in front of goal. What would you do if you're getting in there and managing that side?
Managing whose side?
Liverpool.
Well, I've had my go at that. then they have such a bad record against them head-to-head, so and Jürgen knows what he's doing. So although obviously Lukaku is an extremely good player, we've got one or two players that aren't too shabby either. So I hope the our lads know when the derby is better than yourself, because it's next Monday.
That's right.
You were saying it's a couple of weeks away, so I hope you don't turn up in a couple of weeks, Conor, and expect to see the derby match, because it'll already taken place. But the derby's a derby. It's a hugely important game for everyone, not only because it gets you the bragging rights in the city, but because of what it means to both clubs as well. 3 points would be extremely useful to both, and we'll look forward to it. And as long as the supporters conduct themselves in the usual immaculate way at the matches, then we'll accept that.
Kenny, every time I've done an interview with you, you've kept me right on my toes, and things have not changed down through the years. It's been brilliant talking to you once again. And listen, Walton Sports Centre Football Club, that's where Kenny is today. He's very proud to be down there. 6,500 kits donated to the clubs across Liverpool by McDonald's. Another one going to be donated today. Kenny, can we wish you success with all your endeavours and everything you do today and the future as well? And we look forward to talking to you again.
And yourself, Connor, all the very best.
Thank you very much.
Good luck. Thanks for your time.
And indeed, keep me on my toes, as he always does, every time I get a chat with Kenny Dalglish, Liverpool legend Kenny Dalglish on Radio City Talk.
Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool. Full time.